Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. I don't normally ask you guys to call in for advice this early, but I'm going to try it today because we've got a Burt Show listener that is very concerned about her son going and spending so much money on tuition the very first year. So what I would really like is those of you that went to college, and you're probably still paying off that college debt, how much did you pay in debt? And looking back at it, are you happy you did it? Has it really helped you the way that your $130,000 thought that you would? 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Dear Bert, P1 here. Our son graduated high school this year and unfortunately missed qualifying for the Hope Scholarship by tenths of a point and is looking at financing his freshman year. That is frustrating because that is a game changer, that Hope Scholarship. We are not financially in a place to help him out any more than we are currently doing, which is paying for living expenses like clothes and phones and groceries, gym, most of his car note and his car insurance. She says, not as much as yours, but still not cheap because he's a boy and he's already had an accident.
Oof.
He's looking at going into over $20,000 of debt for his freshman year in order to go away to school. The alternative is to live at home and commute to a college that is closer, get his grades up, then transfer. He'd still be looking at some debt, but only $2,000 to $3,000. We have parameters over what is okay and not at our house and reasonable curfew hours, you know, since we work. He has very few chores, and we've been working towards guiding him in decisions rather than demanding he do what we say for the last year. Burt Show, please help in getting some perspective on this topic, especially since I know you are close to this subject matter with Hayden having just graduated from SCAD and Hollis going to UNG in the fall. We're really worried about him going into too much debt his first year and there's another option. Thanks, your loyal P1. P.S. Happy birthday, KK. She's not here today. To answer a few questions before you guys start calling, if you're going to call, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. He says he wants to get the full college experience. He's worried about missing out on getting to know people and sticking with them through college. He's planning on one of the largest enrollment schools in the state. His girlfriend's going to go to a different college, so that's not a factor. All right, so if you guys were looking back at your life and the money that you spent on college, and maybe you're still paying that off, man. That's got to be frustrating. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Oh, it's tough because I think it just depends on what he wants to do post-grad, because I know people, because I went to UF, that's a big, big medical school. A lot of people will spend like upwards to $300,000, $400,000 on that education, but the difference is they know they can pay that off because their salary is going to be, you know, $250,000 in about 5 years. I'd say, like, if your profession is the kind that's not going to pay you upwards of six figures and you're going to go six figures into debt, there's no college experience that is worth the handcuffs that's going to keep you, that you're going to have, you're going to feel shackled to for the rest of your life. But I also went to a big state school like UF. For me, like, that was a priceless experience, but I also had like the glorious benefit of my parents being able to assist me with paying for it. So I think you really have to take a look at your finances and what it's going to look like for the next 10 mm-hmm. years and not just what the experience is going to be for the next 4 years.
I had a similar experience. I paid off the majority of my debt myself. I'm still paying off some of it. And people always ask me, was it worth it? And it's like a yes and no, because was it worth it as far as what I'm doing? Did I need it? Not necessarily. But did I pay for the experience? Yes. And for me, I felt exactly like he felt, and I just wanted to get that full college experience. It made a lot more sense for me to stay home money-wise and just convenience-wise, but I wanted to see what college was all about. I wanted to be away from my parents. I remember that feeling of really wanting to get out the house at that age and be to myself and be by myself, and I've made lifelong friends. I had lifelong memories. So looking back on it, as much as I'm like, I wonder how it would have panned out for me if I didn't go, I don't regret it, and I feel like it was worth it to get that college experience in the end.
Good morning, Stuart. You're part of the Burt Show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. As I told your, I guess, gentleman handling the calls, I'm a veterinarian in Atlanta. I talk to moms every day, and they're spending $80,000 a year, $100,000 a year to go to Stanford and Emory to get a history degree, to get an art degree. It's not worth it. My experience is that if you're going to spend that kind of money, that's for graduate school and professional school, law school, medical school, dental school. As far as I know, the World War II facts, my friend, are the same at Georgia State as they are at Emory. Why are you spending $100,000 to get a bachelor's degree in history?
There you go.
That makes sense.
All right. Really appreciate you calling very much.
That makes sense.
And here is Carrie. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Hi, guys. I'm a P1 here.
Thank you. Appreciate the loyalty.
Yes. I went to school for respiratory therapy, and I only have my associate's degree. However, it was worth it. I will say, if you're going to go into debt and spend that kind of money, make sure it's in, like, STEM. Otherwise, go to a community college, get something that's, like, you know, heating and AC, that kind of stuff like that, because the ROI on it is not really worth it anymore.
How much debt did you say you're in?
It topped out around about 50-60.
Okay. It feels to me like I kind of parent the same way that this emailer does also. All you can do is advise them at this point. You know, that's it. You can give them the pros and the cons, but God, there comes a point when you're parenting that you just really got to give up control. They're turning into little adults. You can guide them, and then you're out.
Mm-hmm. I would just be worried about him living the rest of his life wondering what it would have been like to get that college
experience. Yeah, right. All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.